Hey, Rao Shamrocks, welcome back to the Rao Middle School Podcast Network. Today we'll be talking about what it's like to be in a position of responsibility or a Shamrock News member.
Whoa.
I'm Vivian.
I'm Rayleigh.
I'm Sienna.
And I'm Jose, guys. Like I said in the first podcast and the second one, it's like a reoccurring thing.
Jose is famous.
Yes. So let's talk about the assembly.
Oh, that was actually, it wasn't as scary as I thought it was going to be, honestly.
I was terrified.
Me too. But I also really liked, like, helping with the chairs and, like, the tables the whole time. And, like, I felt so important.
Yeah. I did. I felt like an adult. I was talking to Calder. And when we were walking back to class, like, we had no backpack, no supervision. And it was just us. Like, we were just walking back. I felt like an adult. I felt trusted.
Stop hitting the table.
And, like, I, like, help blow up the balloons and like just helping setting up the whole thing and like having scripts to follow. It's really great.
It's really cool because being in the Shamrock News, you have a lot of like responsibility and freedom, which I think is like a job for a bigger person. But I think it's a really great thing to be able to do that.
It comes with like a lot of trust.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You should talk, Sienna.
Yeah.
I know.
We all participated in the assembly, right? In
Played a game. I played Keep It Up. I scored points for 8th grade. Woohoo.
Woo-woo.
And then you had to run over and help me with another game.
Yeah, because me and Sienna explained musical chair.
Yeah,
musical chair.
Everybody was too loud when I was trying to explain it. I'm like telling everybody to calm down.
Mm-hmm. Everyone was really quiet when I explained Keep It Up. I said, let's keep up these vibes. We gotta keep the balloons high, just like these vibes. And it was dead silent. Quietest part of the assembly.
I feel like maybe no one knew that they were supposed to go,
Whoa. I think Shamrock News, I like that. I like Shamrock News a lot because it's like, it's like, it's not like a regular class, you know? Like, we get to walk around and we have a lot of creative freedom, which I really like.
It's like one of my favorite classes because I really like doing stuff like this too, like with all the filming and editing. Like, it's really fun.
I like being involved. Like, I always feel involved whenever I do Shamrock News work.
Excuse me.
Like, especially having so many friends, I always, like, almost 100% always know what's going in the Shamrock News and what's happening.
Yeah.
And it's cool, like, people knowing who you were. Like, didn't Brooklyn, she's a member of the Shamrock News, if you didn't know that.
Brooklyn Akerson.
Yeah.
Go Brooklyn.
She was in the 6th grade bathroom, and a 6th grader saw her, and she was like, you're on the Shamrock News, aren't you?
I used to be one of those 6th graders.
I'm not on the Shamrock News. And
she just had to go to the bathroom with
them
all, like,
yeah.
She's on the Shamrock News,
like,
guys.
I've seen you. I know you're on the Shamrock News. And she's like, no, I'm not.
My first day on the Shamrock News, I was walking around with a camera, and this kid was like, what's it like being in Shamrock News? I'm so excited to join next year. And I was like, that's so cool, but I've only been in this class for one day.
Oh, on Halloween, me and Sienna, Layla, and Aaliyah all like went trick-or-treating, and we passed out candy to this one kid, and he knew who we were. He was like, oh, you guys are on Shamrock News, aren't you?
A whole bunch of these kids came up to our friend's house.
Luis said he got recognized at Walmart.
Really? Guys, we're famous.
I know, we're YouTubers, guys.
Like, we're on the news channel at my dentist, you guys.
Really?
Yes.
Yeah, we have a channel on XPD.
That's so cool.
People actually watch that, though.
Yeah.
People in, like, Texas
and stuff watch it. Like, it's an actual channel. It's on Xfinity. I don't remember the exact channel.
Who would have thought that people actually cared what's going on in middle school?
What's going on?
What's going on?
What's going on?
What's going on? Sorry, guys. I ruined it.
We're so quirky. All right,
guys. How do we feel about the dance that's coming up?
I'm so excited, honestly.
It's going to be so stressful, though.
I'm really excited to see how it's going to pan out. Like, how it's going
to
happen.
I need to talk to Miss Nunez because she started an after school program for the Fuego committee to have Fuego committee meetings after school so they wouldn't interrupt class time. Mm-hmm. But it starts today, Tuesday, and I won't be able to go today because I have basketball practice, and then Friday we're setting up for the dance, so I have to talk to her about it.
Mm-hmm. I'm like really excited but also really nervous, and like we don't get to do our big reveal on how we look, you know, because it's always like this big thing. It's like, oh my gosh, Brooklyn, you look so pretty. Oh my god, Aaliyah, I love your dress. Like,
but then we get to like help each other with
Are you guys gonna be running any concessions?
I want to, but also like not.
I'll probably do like a shift. But I won't do it like the whole time.
I think I'll run a shift for like the first 30 minutes.
Don't do it the whole time, Sienna.
What?
You said you're gonna do it the whole time. I thought you said I'll do it the whole time.
I think I'll like do it at the beginning because nothing ever fun happens at the beginning.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's always like slow and then it picks up.
And then
up.
It's awkward. And then you just gotta stand there in the middle of the gym looking for your friends.
Because nobody like dances.
I might do it for the first hour just because I don't do much at the dance except for walk around.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It's always fun because I feel like more people interact with you when you're at the dance.
Yeah.
Like one time, Dakota Whitney, he like stole my lip gloss and was like running around with it.
That's so fun.
I don't remember if it was Dakota though. It was someone I've never talked to. I was like, interesting.
Guys, I think we're gonna stop deep breathing.
Sorry, because
every single time before, I've noticed it, and every single time before we'd like talk, you go, so.
It's like when
maybe like when we're not talking, we're like back up.
I like breathe.
I'll
be quiet.
I think it's louder now that you stepped away.
Yeah.
Okay, guys. Okay. I think that's.
Hey guys.
I don't know.
Anyways, what has been your favorite segment to record so far?
Ooh.
Wow. Blue bag bottle drop was fun because we were very creative with
that. That was very fun.
And there's some good bloopers in there.
I like doing bloopers. The basketball ones because we always like, because most of the time whenever we do basketball shots, we try to integrate like basketball into the shots. Mm-hmm. So we'll always like be shooting a hoop or we'll be doing a layer or something. And like me personally, I just got back into football after like 5 years of like mm-hmm. not playing on a team or anything. Mm-hmm. So it's like nice just to have like that time to mess around.
I wouldn't say
mess around because we do film a show.
Yeah. I always like your guys' segments because they're always so interactive.
Yeah.
Like really fun to watch.
Want to talk to Mr. Dix about us doing some basketball because it's always the guys and I feel like, you know, girls represent. Because I think more girls need to know that girls basketball is a thing.
I agree. I think it's just because Mr. Dix like runs like the freshman team, so he just like knows mm-hmm. who's play basketball.
Yeah. Guys are scary guys.
I don't think I'm scary. Am I scary?
You're not scary.
You're but, scary. Like, when?
If I dropped the ball on a Friday skills clinic, you wouldn't laugh at me and like bully me.
That's kind of a reason I didn't want to do basketball, but I was like, I don't care no more, cause like. You know, I don't care.
Jose, every time you hit the table, hear your mic.
My ears are going, ooh.
Shakes the whole thing. Anyways.
I cooked, guys. I hit a three this Saturday, but it didn't count. It was a two.
We won our first game of the season.
19-30.
We
also won our first game against Westland 55-20.
Oh, yeah, we played Westland, too. But it was a seventh grade team. The girl I was guarding, it was so funny. She kept asking me what our plays were. Like, if Paul yelled, like, he yelled fire. And she's like, what's fire? And I'm like, I'm not going to tell you that.
Their Westland, respectfully, wasn't that good. But they just had a whole bunch of bodies.
The girls almost had a forfeit because they thought the game was at 12 instead of 11. So there's only, like, five girls. They had one sub by the time we started playing.
The scoreboard wasn't even working either.
I know.
Like, we didn't have the scoreboard.
Yeah, it was a whole mess.
I stopped playing basketball because the last game I ever played, the other team cheated, and it was the same girl. The girl on the other team was the same girl that punched me in preschool.
Oh, my God.
So I just got really salty about that and quit.
Yo, this one time, this girl, I was defending her, and she was coming up to put up a shot, and she, like, whatever, what's this called? When you, like, move the ball to the other side.
Like triple threat.
Yeah, like that's triple threat, and she like moved to the other side, and she elbowed me straight in my jaw, and it hurt so bad. And I have like really bad jaw problems, and it was so bad.
But that's like what you're taught to do, though, because like you're supposed to like stay strong with the ball.
But like, I don't know.
If I just sounded so good.
Whoa!
I know that was like crazy. Because you like hit the table, and like reset your mic or something.
I'm just gonna do that every single time I talk.
I know we're like mainly talking about basketball. I want to say something. Like I hate the stigma for like girls because I feel like it's a lot harder because I feel like we're expected to be bad, so it's harder to go and like go to the skills clinics and stuff because people are like not very nice.
Well, we kind of there's a stereotype.
Yeah. I mean, we kind of just have to participate, honestly.
It's so hard though because whenever I go to skills clinics, I know that people are watching and like making fun of me.
But also, like, they're kind of worried about themselves as well.
You know, guys, a sophomore said I was good at basketball.
Awesome sauce.
Look out, guys.
I know. I'm
sorry. I don't do basketball, but I kind of understand what you're saying. Because I skateboard, guys. And
radical.
When I go to the skate park, I used to get, like, so scared of what these adult men were thinking of me. Because I was, like... 10 like and I was just trying to like skateboard boy. And I wasn't that good and I thought they were like looking at me and judging me, but I realized over the years nobody really pays attention to you. Like nobody cares.
Some people low-key like make fun of you. Like I've had guys that come to our games from our school just to make fun of us basically. Like really? Yeah, like people have come here just to make fun of us pretty much. And then there's also the other part where it's like the kids are actually trying to help you understand what you're doing, which I appreciate. Like when I did go to the skills clinic and I tried to participate, Tyler was trying to help me figure out what I was doing because I had no idea what I was doing. And I mean, like, I just had like a panic attack because I'm a cool kid.
I just gave up, honestly.
I don't really say much in basketball just because I haven't played for so long.
Anyways, guys, what was our... main topic?
Dance and assembly.
Dance assembly. We covered those, right?
And being a champion.
The dance.
The what dance. Are
you guys gonna wear? I'm just gonna dress casual. I never dress that nice.
None of the guys, like, okay, I wish guys put a little bit more effort into dance because the girls always look so good and it's like, oh my god, you look amazing. And then the guys are just like, yo, I'm dry. Sweatpants. Like,
I don't have a girlfriend to try for, you know?
I don't have a boyfriend to try for.
That's the mentality.
I can't believe he said that. Making out in the Shamrock newsroom.
That's another level.
Well, I mean, I wouldn't be surprised.
But in the Shamrock newsroom, like, I'd get the studio room maybe, but
like, I feel like this. I feel like the main classroom is a, like the classroom.
And who? Oh crap, I just broke my rubber band. Okay.
Sorry guys, I've been like holding in my cough.
I literally didn't know.
Cough break.
Come on, Sam.
I got the cough.
All right, guys. Much better.
Okay. Guys, every single time I film a podcast, I realize I should bring my water bottle with me because my voice gets dry. Yeah.
Have you
ever been talking like this?
Have you, any of you guys actually been? Okay, guys.
Sorry.
Trying to ask you a question. Okay, has anyone actually been in a serious relationship though?
No, I haven't been in a relationship since sixth. No.
I don't even know if my first relationship counts.
I haven't been in a relationship since like second grade.
For real?
And that wasn't even like a big thing.
I haven't been in a relationship since elementary.
Yeah. And Maddie got mad at me because I wouldn't break up with him.
Yeah.
Okay, back to the dance. How do we all feel like about the theme?
Okay, it's such a long name.
Creative. I'm a little bit disappointed that they couldn't come up with a name.
I kind of like it. I like it a lot, and I really like it because they're gonna be providing Sprite cranberry, and I've never had Sprite cranberry, so like, I'm really excited.
Yeah, it's like a different selection of soda.
I think all of us have to try Sprite cranberry.
It's actually kind of good.
Cranberry, I think. But I hate that like the whole thing is just woohoo, Sprite cranberry.
I think it's very funny, guys. They really sold it.
I think it's better than Winter Dance. I think it's like more creative than past like Cozy Cabin Winter Dance.
And they're all too long.
The Cozy Cabin.
I think the name could have been a little shorter.
And how
the cranberry kickback snowball soiree.
Just good. Yeah. Cranberry kickback.
Yeah, it's like
I'm planning my. I'm planning my dress my. Up right now. What it's gonna be wear? My Mickey Mouse shirt and my dark jeans.
What about the jeggings?
I got a dress for my mom. It has little birds on it, and it has pockets.
Oh my god, pockets!
That's unheard of.
It has literal pockets.
I'm gonna
That's
wear
insane.
a hoodie.
Like where though? Like where would the like
well, just on the
they're
side?
Like on the side. Yeah, like
where normal pockets are.
But do they like blend in with the dress?
Yeah, they're very. You, it dresses with pockets. It's actually so hard to find
so many things
them.
In there, and no one will know.
Yeah. Now I don't actually. I'm not gonna say that.
Okay. My fit. It's gonna be 10 out of 10.
Are you gonna wear a super cool oversized suit?
Not again. Never again.
I'm gonna wear. I remember that.
I'm gonna wear a hoodie. And jeans.
Whoa!
Me too! High five!
Woo! I'm gonna wear a pink hoodie with darker jeans.
I'm probably gonna wear like. I wanna actually dress up this time, so I'm probably gonna wear like a jumper or something like that.
Oh, yeah.
And then I have like these really fancy shoes that I got for like my orchestra performances, but they're like kind of heeled a little bit, so I wanna bring those.
You're in an orchestra?
I am a professional
in a
orchestra.
A professional one?
Yeah, she's
kind
in a symphony.
It's an NYU symphony.
Like not here?
No.
Yeah.
Yeah,
that's
and
so
my
cool.
first performance was at the Schnitz.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Where's that?
It's a really fancy, nice place.
You're so professional.
Mr. Dix is yelling in the background. Love that.
You remember, Vivian, when Mr. Tate said we should join a choir?
I am in a choir. You should join a choir with me, Jose.
Wait, what
choir are you in? Are you in the school choir?
I'm in the school choir, but I did the honor choir, which was nice.
Guys, what if we start our own choir with all the Sharemark News members?
Okay, guys, let's start singing.
Welcome to Wilbur D. Rowell Middle School, where the teachers are great and every single kid is cool. Truly learn with a common goal. We are safe, respectful, and responsible. Some of the best minds, some of the best readers, musicians, athletes, scholars, and web leaders. Lots happening in this wonderful place, and there's only one way to stay up to date. So if you got a case of the Sandbox Blues, hit the YouTube, check the Sharemark News. Let's go. What's going on?
Hey!
Not a thing that we cannot do.
I said,
it's a Sharemark News!
Woo! Okay, if you can't sing that by heart, you're not a true Sharemark
News.
True.
In a homeroom last year, I would just be sitting there going,
I would sing along to the intro.
Smosh would be like, are you really like singing along to that right now? Like,
I pay such deep attention to it because Mr. Young told me to all the Shamrock News members that applied that Mr. Dix is asking each teacher who actually watches the Shamrock News.
I sang the entire thing for Mr. Dix one time. I rapped it for him. I was like,
Mr. Young would always tell me, if you're not on the Shamrock News, you can't talk. And then one time I was on the Shamrock News because we did our little home run derby.
He
got mad at me for talking. Mr. Young, where are your priorities, man?
Mr. Young is a W teacher, guys.
Yes, he is great.
Okay, guys, who's your favorite teacher at this school?
I'm not disclosing that because... No comment.
No comment. Okay. They watch this, guys.
Yeah. Oh, that's true.
Respect to all the teachers.
Why can't you say your favorite teacher? Not your least favorite teacher.
No. My favorite teacher.
I can't disclose that because there's lots of controversy.
Why not your favorite teacher?
My favorite teacher.
No, because I don't know my favorite teacher.
You don't know. You don't know. My favorite teacher is Miss Nelson from my elementary school.
I love Miss Nelson. Mr. Hayes, shout out to Miss Nelson. Tell her I liked her and I miss her.
Tell her I miss her and I'm excited to see her at the... choir thing.
Guys,
I went to perform at the...
Yeah.
I went out of district, so I didn't have any of the teachers y'all had.
You went to where?
I went out of district.
Did you move?
No. Yeah. Well, yeah.
But that's you so went cool. to Arnold.
No, I did not.
Then how did Maddie know you? Maddie said... I thought Maddie...
Which Maddie?
Maddie Nicola. I swear.
I don't know, because we're just tight like that.
I would say it's just every time you hit the table.
Jose, you're... No, wait.
Everybody...
No, because Maddie just knows me, because we're tight like that.
Your YouTube channel is fire.
The what?
Yes, I subscribe to
you.
Oh my goodness, guys, you guys actually need to stop with that. I'll actually delete it.
I'm sorry.
No, I love it.
I think it's beautiful. Guys, we literally have a YouTube channel. Like, right now, we're on YouTube.
We're on YouTube.
Oh, yeah. Show me your guys.
Guys,
subscribe.
You guys think I should be the head of the podcast?
Yes. No. I want a nice microphone.
Do you think I should be the head of the podcast?
Yes. Votes Jose head of the podcast?
Yeah, Jose is pretty decent.
just decent.
He's okay.
I think we should all talk to Mr. Dix and make me the official head of the podcast.
We should all.
And then I'll edit all the podcasts. Like, y'all can film them without me. I'll just edit them for y'all.
You could just be like an interviewer.
So I'm always involved.
Woo!
Go Jose!
Woo woo! Guys, you guys see this thing right here?
Yeah.
There's a soundboard, and me and Mr. Dix need to figure out how to upload stuff to
it. It is really cold right now, guys. I'm really cold.
I disagree.
I'm really hot right now.
I'm cold.
I think it's medium.
Do you guys like my feisty shirt?
Quirky!
That's really quirky.
I got it from the thrift store. That's why is that it's Betty so, like,
it looks dead. Cool.
It's, I love it. It's
I got a Betty Columbia hoodie on.
Yes.
That's the Portland Rose stuff. Look.
Represent Columbia.
Yes.
I'm wearing...
Hey! Off and away all day.
Off and away all day.
Off that and away.
That is unacceptable.
Where's Silas? He's gotta come eat me.
Silas is
you mean Davis?
Not here. Phone monster.
No, Davis is the Davis phone monster. Is the
Silas
monster.
Attacked me in that one video that we did last
yeah,
week.
Yeah, because...
In that one video, that one time, plus five.
That one
video,
that one time, that one year, that one lifetime, that one decade.
With that one person that lives next to that... Too. That what? Lives next to that other person.
What?
What?
I'm so jumpy to noises. Like, that scared me.
What happened?
I feel like sensitive to noises, guys. Jose, I'm like,
what were you
I'm
saying?
So sensitive. I forgot. Like, sensitive to lots of noises.
Sorry,
so that
guys.
Scared me. I'm it's low-key okay. afraid of loud noises.
Anyways.
Don't.
Guys.
Litter.
Hey.
How are we all today?
Awesome.
I was
vibe
having
check,
a really
guys.
My day started off bad, but then it got a little better.
We love that.
Reese? Look at Reese, the Shamrockian that came
why
in and saved the day to give us a Dorito for the
yes.
ASMRow podcast.
ASMRow.
Go check it out,
go
guys.
Go check it. Yeah.
I'm hungry. Okay, ASMRow. I tried to watch it.
And look, it's Hayden.
It's
a
Hayden.
Participant in the ASMRow.
ASMRow.
Go away, guys. And Brenda from the first ever
and
podcast of season 3 podcast.
And Brooklyn from the Shamrock News.
Guys, so, you know I'm so
no.
famous. I've been in every single
lock
podcast.
You're so famous, Jose. This is why you should be the head.
I think we should keep it
y'all,
going.
Can we all take
yes.
a quiet moment? Let's all take a quiet moment. Everyone take a deep breath.
Let's take a deep, deep meditation.
Why am I so cold?
I'm sorry, guys. My noises.
Maya he, Maya ho, Maya ha ha. Wait, okay, can we try? Okay, can we try the round really quick? I just want to hear what it would sound like. So.
What are we singing?
Why?
What
you guys don't know. You want to hear me sing it for you?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Have you seen the ghost of John? Long past Crystal Ground.
Okay, can we all stop now?
Yes. Stop.
Guys, we should sing Baby by Justin Bieber.
I'll start it. Ready?
But I don't know all of it, so
you guys. I'll just sing when you know.
I'll carry it, okay?
Oh, wow.
Oh, whoa.
Oh, whoa. You know you love me. You know you care. Just show me never, and I'll be there. You are my heart. You are my love. And I will never, ever, ever be apart. Oh, we and I too. Playing. We're just friends. What are you saying? And I wanna play it cool, but I'm losing you. I'll buy you anything. I'll buy you any ring.
I'm done, guys.
Yeah. Oh, I snapped. That was cool.
That's
2 minutes.
Great.
We have just been informed 2 minutes from Mr.
Two
Diggs.
2 minutes from Mr. Diggs.
Did
let's
he go
start.
In the
two.
Yes. I'll make sure. Right now, it's 12:59.
It's 12:59. It's almost 12. It's almost 1 o'clock.
Did you know that
as soon as it turns 1:01, I will make sure we end this podcast and you will walk off like a professional.
It's 1 o'clock
like a star.
Right now.
You will strut off.
Show us
yes.
your walk.
Okay, guys, I'm so disappointed that Reese didn't catwalk at the assembly.
I know, that made me sad.
I'm trying to see that.
I was still laughing.
It's
so kind of
really funny, though, because, like, we started falling behind, and Mr. Dick was like,
come on, Reese.
He's just trying to run. He had the coat off. For like half of them, he had the coat on, and it was so funny. I got a picture of him.
He just had to put it over top.
Guys, do you want to see a picture of Bree's dressed as Mr. Dix?
No. I think we're all there to see it.
If we do another assembly, will you be a model?
I actually really wanted to be the model.
You should ask Mr. Dix.
I think Mr. Dix had bigger plans for me.
Would you do a model walk?
I would so do a model walk. For personal reasons that we can discuss after the podcast, I don't think I would.
Guys. What? I am a role model, so I taught my little sister how to catwalk, and it was the coolest thing ever.
Guys,
it's time, now. Guys.
Time. No. Let's say goodbye.
Okay. Bye, Roshan. Okay, thank you, guys. Now let's walk off like a professional.
Oh.
Bye, guys.